coming to Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli Daf Lamed, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel on the base of the Mishnah. Hashefech Mayim Roshes HaRabim V'Huzik Bahen Acher Chayev Benizkoi. If one poured water in the Roshes HaRabim and another was damaged by it, he's liable for the damage. The Matzniyas HaKoyitz V'es HaSruchis V'Hagoyde G'deroi B'Koyitzim V'Gadeh Shenofa Roshes HaRabim V'Huzik Bahen Acher Chayev Benizkoi. If one hid a thorn or glass or made a fence of thorns or his wall fell in the Roshes HaRabim and people were damaged by it, he is liable for its damage. And the Gemara says, "V'huna omel, if you nechvad b'karkoi, which is a potter, aval im nislachachu kelav chayev." V'huna says that if the victim hit the ground, he's exempt for the water merely caused hefka ground damaged him, but if his clothes became dirty, then he's liable. Rav omel afil nislachachu kelav potter, whereas Rav says even if his clothes became dirty, he's exempt. Milsa Jurav Omar Habor Shel Nizokim Potter Ala Kalim. Rav's words teach that a pit of Nezek is exempt for Kalim. And Matsniya Sakoid Sveshuchis Vesich Voislo Shel Havei Balakoiso Vesotre Vuzik Behem Acher Chayev. If one hides a thorn or glass in another's wall, and the wall's owner came and destroyed the wall, and someone else was damaged, he's liable. Chasinu Rishonim Hayi Matsniya Moisam Vesich The early pious people used to hide thorns and glass in the field itself, and went three trochim deep so the plough would not bring them up. The Mishnah said if one made a fence of thorns. Rabbi Yochanan says it's according to everyone when he made the wall to jut out into Rosh Hashanah. Rabun Bachir asked Rabbi Zeira, why don't we establish it, even if it does not jut out, like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that three tfachim next to a roshus are like the roshus. Amalei Uma, v'yeshlecha de'ika, Rabbi Yochanan Meimelach, tipata de'be'akol v'mafriach. Rabbi Zeira answered, why is it bad for you that the way we established it? Rabbi Yochanan said it's according to everyone when he made it jut out. It's better that that's better than establishing it like a particular individual. The Gadeo Shenofa Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah spoke about a wall that fell into Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yavo Bashem Rish Lokish Omel, Rabbi Mehi, Rabbi Mehi Omel, Kol Amazik, Shulei Al Yedei Maaseh Chayev. Rabbi Yavo, quoting Rish Lokish, said that this is like Rabbi Meir, as Rabbi Meir says that anyone who damages even not through an action is liable. Adama, where did he say this? Da nasnu leizman lekutz esailon velistar sakoso venafru lesich hazman potter lachazman chayev. It was about the following din. If Bistin gave a person a time to cut his tree or destroy his wall, and it fell within the time, he is exempt. After the time, he is liable. Kama wazman, how much time did it give him? Tani rihoshia shloshim yoim, rihoshia said it's 30 days. And the next mission now is halacha dalad. If one took out his straw or his gefes, which is the pulp of olives after the oil has been extracted, he took them out to Rosh Hashanah to make fertilizer and another was damaged by it, then he's liable. And anyone who wants to acquire the straw or gefes. If Reuven turned over dung in the Roshes HaRabim and Shimon was injured by it, Reuven is liable. And the Gemara says, "B'meh zachan, for what can one acquire with straw or gefes?" The base of Yanai Amri v'shevachan. The house of Rabbi Yanai answered that one may acquire them for their shevach, means for their increased value. Shmuel Amar v'gufan, and Shmuel answered that one may acquire them themselves. Chizkiah answered that Reuven became liable through turning over dung only if he turned it over to acquire it. We learned from Chizkiah that movable objects are acquired through turning them over. And a metaltalin maushi iknu beguiwa. Can a metaltalin be acquired through dragging them?
If
Rabban Bachir answered that it's reasonable that pillars and hard hides are acquired through dragging because they're heavy and it's not normal to lift them, but one does not acquire soft hides until he lifts them. Amar Rabbi Acha laid the pashta al shitas shithoin d'rabbanan. Rabbi Acha says that later, who was a certain chacham, explained the latter part, like Rabban's opinion, means he need not intend to acquire it because Rabban obligated pit in Rishis HaRabban, even though one does not own it. As Chivki explained, like Rabbi Kiva, that one is liable only for a pit that he owns. Ben Seira Meira Moshe Chai B'Tashlumi Kefil B'Geneva HaRishayna. Is a Ben Seira Meira obligated to pay Kefil, double, for his first theft? Or Ma'acha Shehu V'Asoyes Misa Yehi Pata, or perhaps since there's a warning of death due to two thefts, then he's exempt. Ishmini Men Hador HaGoinev Kis Chaveiroi V'Yitziyoi B'Shabbos Chayev Shukran Yischayev B'Geneva Kis Ad Shulei Kitcholav HaShabbos. We learn from the following way. So the one who steals another person's purse, money purse, and took it outside on Shabbos, he's liable because he already became liable for stealing the purse before he is chayev misa for Shabbos. Le b'asoyes misa hu, v'tei mechayev. Acha afapishu b'asoyes misa, yehei chayev. Isn't there a warning for death over there, and you say that he's liable? Also he, even though there's a warning of death, he should be liable. Amar Rabbi Yonai bar Yishmol, Rabbi Hoshea, Tanisa, Kedarte. Rabbi Yonai bar Shmol said that Rabbi Hoshea taught this b'risa according to his opinion. The Tani, Amoitzi afapi shalei yiniach chayav. There's a b'risa that says if one was Moitzi, he took out to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, even if he didn't do hanacha, meaning placing it down, he's liable, as when one walks, every step is considered placing it. But the Karasor, Amoitzi, and similarly, if one took out, even if he didn't take the item with intent to take it outside, he's liable because the last step in Rosh Hashanah was considered placing, and then there's considered, there's an akira lifting up with intent to take out. His warning to be chayev for chilul Shabbos is only at the time of the haitzar, means the step that leaves the Rosh Hashanah. Tani imaya greiber boy v'yotze potter shechalo alav misa v'tashlumin ka'achas. The second answer to the earlier question is the mabaisa that if he was dragging it and going out to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, he's exempt from payment because chiyuv of misa and payment took effect at once. I am lechalo alav shneim ka'achas chayev v'tashlumin. If both did not take effect at once, meaning it was not Shabbos, then he would be liable to pay. And this shows that dragging acquires even something small, like a purse. Am Rabbi Yosi Baburin Tipata, Kagoin, Dahaben Elaine, Kisaya, Ravavin, Chedorchen, Leknois, Begriva, Beleshmamin, Hador, Klum. Rabbi Yosi Baburin rejects that he says that it can be discussing large purses, and it's not normal to lift them. They're acquired through dragging, and if you can't learn anything from here. Meisvei hamasnisa zimnen de meisvin la umasayin Rabbi Yochanan zimnen de meisvin la umasayin shisei Rabbi Hoshea. They asked from the following Mishnah. Sometimes they challenged Rabbi Hoshea and supported Rabbi Yochanan. Sometimes they challenged Rabbi Yochanan and supported Rabbi Hoshea. Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayv alea arba chatois v'osham echad. Tamei she'ochal chelev v'unoisa min amukdoshim v'yem kippurim. The Mishnah says that one can be liable for korbanos chatos and one korban asham for one eating, meaning if a tamei person ate chelev, that was noisa of kodshim on Yom Kippur. But mei oime im haisa Shabbos hoitziyoi b'Shabbos. The Mishnah says if it was Shabbos, he can be liable also for the hoitzar taking outside if he was moitzi it to a public rishus while eating it on Shabbos. Amuloi einai Hashem. Chacham responded, einai Hashem means he's not liable for that in this case. When they challenged it and supported Rabbi Yochanan, if he was moitzi it on Shabbos, there was no hanacha, no placing. According to Rabbi Hoshea, he's liable even without. Why did they say Eina min Hashem? Emas de Mesivim Messiahim, she said to Rabbi Hoshea, Haitzio Yibim Kippurim Yehi Pata. When they challenged and supported Rabbi Hoshea, he's according to Rabbi Yochanan who acquires placing, he should be exempt for Haitzah on Yom Kippur. Ein Hashem means that he is liable, but not for this eating. And Rabbi Yosi Baburin, Asya du Meir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi Baburin says that Rabbi Meir follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Why do Rabbi Meir mention Shabbos? In any case, one is liable for Yitzhar on Yom Kippur. Well, he has to hold that one is liable twice for Yitzhar, meaning for Shabbos and for Yom Kippur. ותני מניין ליום כיפורים שיכול להיות בשבת בשוגג ועושה מלאכה, מניין שחייב על זה בעצמי, על זה בעצמי, תמלאים בשבת היא יום כיפורים, הוא דברי רבי עקיבא. רבי עקיבא says in the Bais that if יום כיפור fell on Shabbos and he was shogeg, did something inadvertently and he did מלאכה, what is the source that he's liable for this one by itself and for this one by itself? The answer is it says Shabbos he and it says Yom Kippurim he. Rishmal says he's only liable once.